Hello, Bester Plastic Surgery, Terry speaking.
Good morning, good afternoon over there, Terry. It's Luke. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you going?
Oh, man, I'm going fantastic. How about yourself?
No, I'm going well too.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Have you got a couple of minutes? Or?
Yeah, of course I have. Absolutely.
Awesome. Okie dokie. I'm just filling in the pre-administration forms.
Oh, for the hospital?
And yeah, and it says procedure name. Now, it can only be 50 characters. Which word should I leave out? Bilateral?
No. Maybe we'll just use some abbreviations. So
okay.
For the fleur-de-lis, put FDL, capital F,
okay.
Capital D, capital L.
Okay, I'll just go back.
And then put FDL, abdominoplasty.
FDL, so capital,
you don't even have to do that. Just put abdominoplasty. It just really describes the way he's doing it. So if you just put abdominoplasty plus bilateral gluteal lipectomies, that all fit in?
52 characters. I've got to drop two more. I can put out.
You could take out, or you could do for bilateral, just put BIL.
Okay, BIL. Just take that out.
Yeah. Abdominoplasty, and then put plus BIL gluteal lipectomies.
Okay, BIL.
Yeah, with a full stop.
Yep.
Abbreviated from bilateral. That should do it.
We are looking. We are good. Yep. That's good. Awesome. And
they get you to fill in so much stuff that it's like, anyway,
yeah.
Up on. Anyway, what else do they need from you?
Oh, that's that part done that I think so far I haven't got any answer.
Right.
Well, that's as far as I've got so far. So I'll get some accommodation I'll fly over there on Sunday.
On Sunday. I wonder when you're coming.
I'll come on the 10th. Yeah, I'll get some accommodation in Bayside there. Brighton.
Is your mum coming down with you then to Luke, or is she coming later when you get out of hospital?
I'll check out on the Thursday. Mum arrives about 5:30 PM on that Thursday.
Okay, all right.
Yes, so I'll just get like an Uber back to the accommodation.
Yeah, all right.
And then she'll Uber over and that night.
All right.
So just wondering, at 11 o'clock on the 11th, I'll get the markings done. Do I need to organise my own ride to the hospital as well?
Yeah, so basically, you come in here at 11 o'clock. Yeah. Now, the hospital from our rooms is really, how many k's would it be? 5 k's or something?
I think Dr. Ross said it's like 2 train stops away.
Yeah, it is. It is. So we're on Middle Brighton. I mean, you could even get the train if you wanted to, but I doubt you'll want to do that because you have all your stuff. But it's that close.
Yeah.
Like, so there's Middle Brighton, and then there's Brighton Beach, and then Hampton. And it's 2 stops. Yeah.
Oh, easy.
So
I'll just get it.
Yeah, it's really close. And it's Lineker Private Hospital in Lineker Road.
Nice.
It's so close, and there won't be any traffic at that time, so it'll take them five minutes away to get you there. Okay.
All right. No, that sounds perfect. Will I have a few minutes to talk to Dr. Ross on the day, but when he's doing the marketing for that?
Of course. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll write down a couple of questions so I don't forget anything. I pretty much know. I've been watching it online, or the procedure, and it's fantastic, isn't it?
I've never watched it online.
Americans, they love putting that stuff up there, it's so good to, it's good to know what it's going to look like afterwards, not to think I'm going to be some washboard bloody surfy.
I know. But it's good. I mean, look, I think you're quite exceptional in that you love to go and sort of look at these things. I think a lot of people just don't want to, they'd say,
some
people are too scared to even look at their wound or wash their wound or look after
them. Really?
It's quite funny. Have so much trouble getting people to wash their suture lines. And they go, I don't want to touch it. I don't want to look at it.
I try to do as much as I can. And I also watch that 10 Things I Wish I Knew, and I take what I want from it and leave the rest negative for them. But someone was saying, as soon as you have the operation, basically start touching, or don't touch the wound, obviously, but touch all around the top and the back because it stimulates your nerve endings and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I did something there.
Massage and things. And then David will sort of, he'll give you lots of instructions afterwards about looking at it. I mean, sort of the principle is just keeping your suits and lines clean and dry. I mean, everyone just heals in their own time. And what we want to do, you can't speed that up, but you can slow it down by getting infected and those sorts of things. So we sort of basically that's what we're doing is just trying to get you to heal without any complications.
That's fantastic. And like you were saying, if I have any worries, I can zip in. I'll hide a car for months to drive me around. So
absolutely.
I'll come see you.
And I'm sort of in the rooms all the time, and my background's nursing, so I can always look. And then we also have a mobile number here. We can take photos of your wound and send it in if you're worried about anything and you don't want to move. All those things. Okay.
Nice. Okay. Right. And talking about photos, is there any possibility of having photos taken during the procedure, like of him doing it, or
just ask David when he come in? So he may take photos, you know, before he closes, before he puts the dressings on. But he probably wouldn't do it because, I mean, obviously when he's scrubbed, he can't. But afterwards, because they sort of take all their gloves off before they put the dressings on. So I know.
Okay.
With some procedures, like with eyes and things, he takes photos, and there's certain procedures, maybe not yours so much, but if you want some, absolutely he can do that for you.
I would love it. I'd love to get as many as I could all this. I would be prepared to like sign some sort of agreement to say I won't share them online because I wouldn't. They're not for anyone else except for myself anyone.
All our patient sort of photos, before and afters, are really private. So anything that gets shown to someone else, who needs your permission to do that.
I was meaning for myself. I wouldn't pass because I know over here as you've got regulated quite heavily. I wouldn't share them online and then put in. They're just for my private. But if you guys want to use any of my photos, you can, like before and after.
You let David know about it because he does it all. We don't even the staff. We don't have any access to the photos.
Okay. For those ones that are online.
Yeah.
For those ones that you guys have on the website.
We don't have those either. He has them. But you let him know because he deals with his website and things. We don't do that. All right.
Yeah. I just think it's going to help another bloke who's a bit worried about it. Because some guys are quite shy. They don't want to show that stuff. But for me, I am a bit too. But I think if it helps someone else, I'll do it in a heartbeat.
That's lovely of you, Luke.
No. Not so easy. Oh, cool.
Oh, it's exciting. Yeah, it's only...
Oh, it's so exciting. Yeah, and I had 100, bang on 100 today. Bang on 100 kilos.
That's fantastic.
Super excited. But I've been down for, I'm just 24 hours now out of influenza A, they reckon. They didn't come and test me, though, because the nurse said, all your drivers have got it. I'm pretty sure you've got it. Stay in your room, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going back to work at 1 o'clock in the morning. I can go back to work. That's 24 hours with no symptoms. So I haven't read up to exercise or for 5 days otherwise.
Yeah, all right. Stay well.
I will. 100%. I'm masking up at work and everything. And I clean Swinney and I wipe everything down in the truck and anything I touch in the crib room, I wear gloves. I'm being super cautious because I don't want to get sick just before it.
Wash your hands before you put anything into your mouth.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people walk straight through and they don't wash and it's you're not allowed into there unless you wash your hands. So I go and sanitize as soon as I leave as well.
Good.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I know you're always very busy on that phone.
Happy to
do it
anytime, Luke.
I love it. It's good.
My job.
Unreal.
I'll see you in 2 weeks, but hopefully, I might talk to you before then as well. Okay.
Yeah. If I get majorly stuck on this, which I don't think I will, I've got all the info for this pre-admission now, and I'll talk to you in the very near future, I'd say.
Yep. Beautiful. We'll support you all the way through until you.
Thank you.
Until you leave, okay?
Awesome. No, I have no worries there at all. I feel super comfortable.
Good, good. So you cool. should. Well, well done. Okay, good on you, Luke.
Awesome. I'll see you soon.
Stay
eh?
well. Okay.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.